Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
6 o'clock hour brought to you by Northside Hospital. For a healthier future together, look to Northside Hospital. It's Dukes and Bell. Mike, this just coming down. Tyler Hero remains out. He will miss Friday's game four as the Heat trail the Nuggets 2-1. And you just called him what?
Starts with a P, ends with a Y.
Yeah.
Payday. Great candy bar. Now, apparently anytime that he's working out, I just talked to a big Heat fan, he's got discomfort in the hand. So that's what I asked you earlier. I said, okay, I'm not asking you to play 48 minutes. Can you come off the bench?
Give me something.
And try to give me some, but I guess the discomfort is canceling his effectiveness with his jump shot, and that's what they need him for.
All right, so he has been listed as – now, he hasn't played in this entire series, no. But they keep saying he may come back. He's not coming back, at least for game four.
He's not coming back. Chris, name the movie.
That one I don't know.
Oh, Utah, you let him go.
That's the original.
He's not coming back.
Because the remake sucked, by the way.
Bodie, people trusted you and they died. You got to go down. Nobody? Wow. Millennial Theater back here behind the glass. Nobody's got it.
I just said the remake sucked.
The remake sucked. I am an FBI agent.
Oh, the one with Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Johnny Utah.
You should have. That second one was a piece of garbage. So stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
They tried to update it. Now, sometimes you can update movies.
Yes, we're eco bank robbers.
Yeah, it didn't vibe. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk more about our Braves and Atlanta United last night as well. We'll tell you in our top three. Another draw, Mike, but I don't know. When you've got all three designated players and you don't get any shots on goal, there's something going on.
Well, according to people that watch, because I did not, because I was watching NBA Finals and it was on late night on Apple, but Brad Guzan, first things first, apparently had some really good saves. I heard Mike Conte was talking about it, and I heard some of the broadcast, and apparently Guzan was looking like old Guzan, which is great to hear because he looked terrible the last two games, and that's why we called him out. And, of course, guys are going to Guzan and going, Dukes and Bell, we're killing you, man. Well, he didn't look good, and that's the part of being on the radio and being friends with somebody you got to talk about on the radio.
It happens.
He didn't look good.
Listen, it's not personal. No. We'll still do dinner, okay? But at the end of the day, if you're not doing your job, you're not doing your job. He didn't do his job the last two matches. Right. So I get it. And Jason Longshore said, hey, we're not going to, you know, he had one good match. Basically, then the second match that he came back from wasn't as good. And then you have this one where everybody's like, yeah, this is what I expect. If you're one of the best players, especially best goalies, right, with his experience, what he brings to this club, it's what I expect. So, no, I'm not going to, like, back down and go, Brad, I'm sorry. You should be playing like this. Right. The problem is, Mike, we still have surrendered more goals than anybody else.
Right. We've scored more goals than next anybody. We've given up more goals than next anybody. I think only Charlotte's given up more goals. Last night, no goals. Good news, Brad looked good. Bad news is they got to really expedite this Araújo trade down to Brazil because apparently – he was mailing it in last night. I got a lot of guys came at me on Twitter and said Araújo was just absolutely worthless last night. So that's a shame. But that's
did you say he quit?
Well, that's what the word was. Joe Patrick had some pointed texts. Our buddy Smoking Joe Patrick. But again, when you are sometimes guys can't put the effort knowing that they're on the way out.
Yeah, and again, that may be overstated. I won't say quit, but I will say when you put your 2 weeks in, you don't treat your job the same. And that's how I'm going to tell you what's going on with him. He knows he's not going to be here, Mike. How long? 5 weeks? 4 weeks? Whatever it's going to be.
Right.
You put your 2 weeks in, you don't even show up at the job the same way.
Okay? All right, here's Joe Patrick. 17 hours ago, Luis Araújo has been as bad as Guzan has been good today. I would have taken him off for Wolf. He does not look like he gives a whoop if he gives the ball away. It's constant.
Yeah, because
Joe Patrick.
He's out of here.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, we. Like,
you don't show up. Hey, I submitted my 2 weeks yesterday. What do y'all need me to do? Yeah. You show up and go, y'all don't ask me to do anything. Yeah. I've given you my 2 weeks.
That's true. You and I can barely get through a 5-hour shift knowing we're going on vacation the following day.
I mean, it's just what it is, man. So, I don't know how you handle this. We were going to talk with Garth Lagerwey. They had some travel issues going on. So we're going to actually talk to Gonzalo Pineda tomorrow. And maybe we'll ask him about this. You know, does he see that? Right. Because as a manager, Mike, I just can't continue to allow you to be out on the pitch if you're going to take on this kind of effort. If you're not giving me max effort, then I got to get somebody out there who is.
And by the way, while we're talking soccer, we mentioned earlier in Guy Talk, Lionel Messi, a lot of blowback for Barcelona. Barcelona kind of looking down their nose on MLS and basically saying, well, good for Lionel. Less pressure, less demands on him to go to MLS.
That's true.
But that is, and there is, and he can still get paid, and they found a way to do it. And Apple's going to help to underwrite some of this because they're trying to drive more viewership to the broadcast. And it's going to make anybody who's got United tickets, including that game on the 16th when they play Miami in September, it's going to be you can basically pay for Christmas because you can scalp those tickets for buku bucks.
No, listen, and I don't blame anybody who does. It's this star power is rare.
Right. But again, if you want to take your kids to see a guy they only get maybe one chance to see in person, this will be it.
All right. We're going to tell you more about this photo we're talking about, but we got to get to our top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
Braves, yeah, they win game two of this three-game set. It was all about Michael Harris. Listen to what Snit had to say about him.
No, I'm just happy for him. He's been working really hard and grinding it out, and it's not easy when you're not going good. And, you know, he's experiencing some things for the first time. But the credit to him, it hadn't affected his defense at all. And you know what? He's going to give himself a chance to right the ship.
And we talked about it earlier with Graham McCauley, the fact that Ozuna goes,
you're the base, the center fielder in a baseball. You can't get your head right, okay? It's not your fault.
Wait a minute. Who is this, Antonio Banderas?
He's not your fault.
Well, I'm just trying to change it up because guys earlier.
That's not Ozuna.
Earlier in the show, guys accused me of saying I did the Tony Montana for him, so I want to change it up a little bit.
Like, just think of the
Ozuna from the Braves.
I am Puss.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's morphed into Antonio Banderas.
I'm just trying to keep it fresh, man. Just trying to keep it fresh. Look, Michael Harris, you got to go. You go on this. You need a hit here, a base hit here. I go on the street. I make a few moves.
I always worry about my teammate doing it. So if we are a team, that's what they call.
That's it right there.
We're a team. We're teammates, okay?
That's it right there.
No, I go high. I go, you go low. Look, we negotiate, okay? Come on, man.
Good news, though, because we need Harris, man. We need his bat.
Right.
His defense has been great. We might have the best defensive outfield in the league, period.
Yeah.
But we need his bat. So tonight, Strider, Mike, we said this over under strikeouts. 8?
Bo Johnson, Big Bo, said 8.5. So Vegas has got 8.5. I'll go 9. 9 or 10.
Wow.
It's a free swinging club. I mean, let's be honest, they do foul off some pitches, but you got a top heavy lineup. I go with it.
All right.
I'll go with 9.
Yeah, let's hope he pitches well tonight and we're able to sweep this series. Meanwhile, Arthur Smith was talking to us on Dukes and Bell exclusively yesterday about all things Falcons. We asked him about the development of Desmond Ridder. Here's what he said.
There's a lot of things that go into it, and I'm not going to get into every single nuance, but some of it's just, you know, practical. You know, Dez is a guy coming into this league that's had a lot of starts. It's the hardest thing when you're developing quarterback is getting real game reps. And there's been people who've tried. You know, there was the virtual reality trend that went belly up about 8 or 9 years ago. I believe it was out of Stanford, and some teams have bought in. And then you go back and look at the teams that bought in. They usually had somebody was invested in it, was trying to push it, and that didn't really work. But you know, and people have tried. And you know, how do you develop quarterbacks when there's only so many reps you can get? There's only so many game reps. Well, Dez has got a lot of game reps, right, coming into the league, which helps. Now, the NFL is a little bit different in the way we brought him on last year, so he's got 4 starts on him. And it's just your philosophy. You know, this time of year, like, we're trying to push Desmond, you know, with different looks and different things we're challenging on the field to apply it. And then really in the classroom, he's got to take another step. But I think when you step in this role and you got to let him lead in his own way, you know, I think sometimes too many coaches, they've had success from another place, and they come in there and they want you to act like this player. And that becomes fraudulent. And guys see right through that. Dez's got his own style, and he's a real, real dude. And so there's a lot of things that Dave Ragone, myself, we try to make things hard for him out here, best we can in this kind of controlled environment of what I call a passing camp.
Right.
And get him to push the limits, because you got to make those throws in practice. Mm. Or, you know, you can card him up on a Friday, getting a game plan, and, you know, make him feel good, and all of a sudden that's not real. And we got to try that stuff now. So we're constantly pushing Dez very excited about how he's coming along and the way he's working.
Sounds good from Coach Art. And he said he's his own dude. Right. He's not asking him to be somebody he's not. I'm not asking him to be, you know, somebody else I've coached, because it's unfair. And I can't wait to see what this looks like, Mike, with him under center, considering all the weapons now that he has. This is a better situation for any quarterback to step into with what he's got around him.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of folks feel that, you know, we talked about the history at Cincinnati, and yes, you said that did have certainly an impact on how they drafted him in the third round, because he's got a big sample size. And they're asking him to do, look, it's a very complicated playbook. A lot of guys have spoken to Drake London, talked about it with us yesterday, and now it's going to be his show. I think you've just surrounded him with so many weapons. Remember a few months ago we looked at, like, what Troy Aikman had around him,
yep.
What Jimmy Johnson surrounded him with in Dallas? I think only time will tell if these guys become Hall of Famers. That was a very special team. But the point being, take some of the pressure off the dude, and I think that's what they're going to do.
NBA Finals, Nikola Jokic, triple-double, an amazing night in Game 3. He wasn't the only one, though. Jamal Murray also had a triple-double. They lead the series 2-1. Joker was talking about you still have to respect the Heat.
They're a good team, and we need to give them the respect. And it's not just us that they're playing too, you know. So I think it's really interesting series. And, we just got one today.
I saw a video, Mike, of a guy. You know, we used to talk about those Westbrook videos of the guys.
They would imitate him in the driveway. Yeah.
So there's a guy, he's got one out now of Joker. And literally the funniest part is it doesn't matter where he shoots, the ball goes in. So he's like imitating Joker's right. moves. He looks away. He's not even looking at the basket. He shoots it. The result is the ball goes in. It shoots off the backboard. But it seems that way. Everything he's right. putting up.
And again, and effortlessly. I told my wife watching when she was talking to me before I bought the drum set that he looks just effortlessly easy out there. The thing about him last night.
So she's cut you off.
Ever since I announced earlier, about an hour and 15, that I bought a real drum set.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the electronic one that doesn't make much noise. She's been ghosting me.
Yeah.
No
response. I just caught that. You said before she was talking to you. You just casually put that yes. in there like yes. you guys haven't had any contact, no. you know, since 3 hours ago.
Well, they changed the name of this W, too. I got to get a room.
I got a floor you can crash on, Mike, right here.
No, it looks effortless. And the dude and Jamal Murray, the two-man gang works, because you and I were joking. Maybe Michael Porter said something. I had like 2 points, didn't do anything. The whole bench had 15. Their three-point scoring was abysmal, but they cleaned the glass. Yeah. They out-hustled if Miami just hustles the way they did against Boston in Game 7, I think they could win a 7-game series. But as Jimmy Butler said, you put that effort out, you got no shot.
In other news, guys, and we brought this up earlier, I just want to mention it again, because we're going to see him in the first game of the season. The Panthers have elevated Bryce Young, Mike, to QB number one. Now, it's probably not a surprise considering he was the number one overall quarterback and the number one player taken. But Frank Reich says this is the next step of this year's top number one overall pick. We've been talking about this. Andy Dalton is there. Right. Mike, there was no way they're going to start the season with Andy Dalton at quarterback. No, nobody's excited about that. I get it, veteran leadership, and he's done it the right way and all that stuff. But Young has been elevated. We will see them that first weekend. I think it's the 10th of September here at Mercedes-Benz. We cannot allow him to come in here and go off.
No, but I think with this addition of the defensive free agents we picked up, the guys we've got, the sacks we've added, maybe we add a few more guys. You know, there's still some money to spend before perhaps season starts. You got to make his life miserable. We've seen it. Not everybody comes out of the, let's be honest, it took forever for the Steelers. I'm not even sure he's the guy in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
You know, Peyton Manning, he was terrible his rookie year. He threw a million picks. Let's hope we get that kind of performance. You know, Justin Herbert, he made mistakes too. Burrow, it seems like Burrow kind of hit the ground running.
He did.
You know, in Cincinnati. Tua had some growing pains in Miami for a while. Remember, they still wanted to run with Fitzpatrick the first year. So, mate, let's hope we get that. But I think you throw looks at him, you confuse him, you just throw the. And again, we've got real heat, guys. Lyman will finally maybe be able to get there. Because in the past, when we blitz, it's high risk, high reward. Now we got guys who can actually get to the quarterback.
No doubt. Frank has also been signed, Mike. I'm thinking about Frank Clark.
Yes.
He is now going to be a Bronco, former Chiefs defensive end. We had talked about him this offseason.
Now, the sack numbers weren't there. As far, I think it was 5 sacks last year. The production wasn't exactly, you know, blowing people away. But he's a veteran, and he's been there, and you combine him with some of the other pieces. There's also Dalvin Cook, guys. The Vikings finally cut bait. They were talking about it. Maybe they were trying to get him to restructure. He probably said pound sand. So Dalvin Cook is out there, and the rumors are it's Miami and Denver are leading the pack right now. I said to Chris earlier, our producer, if you're the Jets, even though you got Breece Hall, don't you have to go all in, figuring you got 1 year to do this with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, but they love Breece. I mean, he could have been the rookie of the
coming
year.
Coming off an ACL, though.
He is, and you need some support there as far as do you trust him wholeheartedly to be a guy that can stick around the full season. But they love Hall. And I'll say this. If he goes to the Dolphins, I've been saying this, Mike, they're loaded.
Oh.
Tyreek Hill's already come out and said, I'm going to hopefully break the single season receiving yards record. They got weapons all around Tua, and if you give him a run game like Dalvin Cook?
Right. Well, the word was today in Pro Football Talk, Tua is using some new helmet by, I guess, Vicus or Vicus, the company.
Yes.
And apparently this thing is going to take three people to get it on his head.
Coming up, we're going to talk about posing. It matters. If you are taking photos, you need to be aware of how you're posing. It's Dukes and Bell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Caleb Johnson. This update is brought to you by Rugby ATL. Get tickets at rugbyatl.rugby. The Braves once again found themselves down 4-1 to the Mets last night. Found a way to win 7-5 thanks to an 8th inning home run from Michael Harris II. Meanwhile, Charlie Morton getting the start for the Braves saw his night end after 4 2/3, where he gave up 4 hits, 4 walks, and 4 runs, while also plunking Mets' Pete Alonso on the wrist, who exited the game. The Braves can go for the sweep tonight as Spencer Strider's on the mound opposite Justin Verlander for the 7:21st pitch. Game 3 of the NBA Finals last night was the first of the series in Miami as the Heat took an early lead but watched the Nuggets run away in the second half to a 109-94 win for Denver, who now leads the series 2-1. It was Jamal Murray who led the Nuggets with 34 points and a triple-double, while Nikola Jokic also finished with a triple-double of his own, a historic 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. However, Jokic didn't see it as a big deal.
To be honest, I just think it's a win, you know, because if we lose, nobody's gonna even mention. I don't care. It's just a stat.
Come cheer on Rugby ATL, Atlanta's premier Major League Rugby team, this Saturday, June 10th at 8 o'clock as they take on the New York Ironworkers at Silverbacks Park. Buy your tickets today at rugbyatl.rugby. Get your tickets before they're sold out. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Kia Studios. On your home of Saturday's Atlanta United match versus DC United, kickoff at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Look, you guys know we like to have fun, and part of having fun is making fun of guys that we work with. And Abe Gordon is one of the better producers on this radio station. He's been a producer for the morning show. He's now working with middays. He's filled in on our show. We love him. But last night, our buddy Bo Johnson got an Employee of the Month award from the Braves as he works at the Truist Lounge, basically, underneath the stadium there.
It's a major award.
It is. And he gets, you know, the award. So Andy Bunker was there. Randy couldn't be there because he was at an award ceremony down in downtown. So he couldn't be there. But he said, hey, look, I'm inviting my crew. You know, Mike and I were at Flowery Branch. So Andy's with him, and he invites Abe. So he puts out a great post, and I reposted it to put him up, see Dukes. It's at Bo Johnson, Jedi Sports Radio. And he says, what a night. Employee of the month, comebacks, clutch hits, big blast. And then he's got pictures of himself and his daughter. And then there's a picture of him and Andy, his daughter and Abe. And Mike, when I looked at this picture, I said, what's going on? I said this earlier in the show. I said, what's going on with Abe? Abe looks like he's going, hi. Hi.
So now again, perhaps there were multiple photos and there were other pictures that were where Abe didn't look like Gomer Pyle from Full Metal Jacket.
What do you mean?
Hi, Joker.
No, I mean, he looks like Abe's looks like he's going to go maybe enjoy the seventh inning stretch and then go on a multi-state killing spree. You know, in this photo. I mean, it's kind of, you know, voted most likely to stalk the president by his graduating class.
It's just know? The way he leans in. And, yeah. Abe, you know we love you, right, bro. But I said in the tweet, I said, Abe, congratulations, Bo. Yeah. Abe, what's up? Because, Abe, you got to be aware of these poses. But it just looks weird.
Yeah, and, you know, just, he just. It looks like he's looking at the camera.
I've always believed the boy's best friend is his mother.
So we saw this today. We've talked about it. And listen, point is this. Be aware of how you're posing.
Yes.
All now, right?
No, again, just not to make it all about bashing Abe, although it is fun. We took some photos with Coach
yesterday
and the other day at Flowery Branch. And David Bassidy from runs Falcons PR. There's one shot where I'm leaning in. And again, you've got to know there's a photograph being taken. I look like Chris Farley as the motivational speaker. Down by the river. You know, I got the glasses on. I look like a total tool. Because when you're overweight, and I got to lose at least 20 and maybe 30, who knows, you got to suck it in. You suck it in.
Yeah, but you.
And you've also got to get the chin up. So these are pointers for you guys. If you're fat, the camera adds 10 pounds. Some of us, it adds 20 pounds.
But you know what, though? Here's the other thing. When people take pictures and you're not aware that they're taking them.
Yeah, that's when you look terrible.
That's when you look your worst.
That's when they catch John Travolta coming out of like the safeguard, yes, and he looks terrible.
And people are like, oh, wow, did you see that picture?
Or they catch Travolta making out with some dude getting on his plane. But either way, the point being is there's always, you never know when the photograph's going to be taken.
Well, this wasn't a weight issue for Abe.
No, he's in great shape.
This was a face issue.
Well, it was the facial expression. Yes, that's the issue. I agree. And I don't know.
I'm going to kill everybody in Section 113.
I'm just surprised that Bo Johnson's daughter wasn't like, dude. Like, she wasn't scared.
I want to wear bloopers, head on my head, and run around in the moonlight in my underpants. I will kill again.
He looks like his face, you know, should be on the wall at the post office. It looks like Dateline NBC. You know,
it does.
Did you know,
can go see it for yourself.
You know, they always ask, you know what I always joke around, they always ask the same question three times. Do you have any idea you were living next to the tri-state's largest mass murderer? No, I had no idea.
I just watched one of these.
He seemed like a nice guy. So you had no idea there was a killer living next door? No, I just said he was a nice guy. Paid his bills, helped the old lady with the trash. A murderer next door to you.
Yes.
Yes. Do I stutter? No, we had no idea the guy was a killer.
Well, that's my thing. I've watched enough of these murder documentaries to know what their faces look like. All right, let's talk about Liv real quick. We're going to get to last call. And Abe, seriously, man, we love you, bro. You know that. Mike, is he going, and we're talking about Liv specifically. Right. The structure of Liv, now that they've combined with the PGA, and we're bringing this up, guys, because there's rumors coming out from down under that there may be some changes structurally. Right. We know Jay Monahan is going to still run this.
Right.
Okay, the guy that was running the PGA, he's still going to run this. But what's going to happen to the Shark?
Well, looks like the Shark is out. Remember, guys, some of the golfers on the PGA Tour were blindsided by this. Greg Norman is supposed to be the frontman CEO of LIV Golf.
Right.
No idea. He never saw it coming. The Australian website AU News reporting that he was completely blindsided. Meanwhile, Greg Norman's out there going, LIV, you know, crikey, LIV Golf will go on. No, it's not. Believe me, the Saudis with their sports washing thing, the last thing they want to do, LIV was like a smack in the face. It was big and bold, but they want the credibility of the PGA.
Yeah.
They want that. That's all they want, and they're going to brand it. Again, we talked about it yesterday, World Golf League, however they're going to do it. But LIV, you're not going to see LIV Golf. Other than a font, you're not going to see that. But Greg Norman apparently is living in denial, and it's interesting because all these guys on both sides, completely blindsided other than the sheik who runs it over there in Saudi Arabia. The other side of this, Chesson Hadley, speaking with the media today, I guess up in Canada, said, it's funny, these guys, the guys are like literally like the lights going on. You know, it's kind of nice if PGA would reward our loyalty.
Mm.
It's a little late for that, pal.
Yeah, it is.
You know, everybody's thinking they're going to get a rebate now. You know, it's not going to happen.
You think the opinions of Tiger matter?
I would think it carries a lot of weight. It'd be better if he was still on tour.
No doubt.
Each week.
Tiger and Rory, maybe the two biggest voices, all right? Despite the fact we're not talking about what they've done recently, but just Jay Monahan had this to say. And Mike, I think if Tiger's voice matters, you're probably right about the Shark. Here's what he said.
Obviously, Tiger and Rory's perspective is one that I understand very well. And it was part of my thinking throughout these conversations. And it will be a part of my thinking going forward. And now that we're in a framework agreement, I look forward to talking to all of our players, including the two of them, to make certain that this comes off the right way.
And the other thing is, because they got this announcement out, whether there was a rush for whatever reason to do it, maybe obviously Carl could have been handled better. But a lot of people now, everyone's popping off, like Greg Norman's popping up. Oh, no, LIV Golf will still be LIV Golf. It'll be something. People are saying he's out of his mind. I saw Michael Wilbon, it was Tony Kornheiser during the commercial break, saying, look, until you guys have this plan ironed out, it's all nonsense and speculation.
It is.
So wake me up when you have an agreement, a logo, and a schedule, and what this thing's going to look like worldwide, because that's obviously where it's going to go.
Totally agree. All right, guys, it's time for tonight's last call. Your chance to chime in at 404-726-0929. Here are the three questions, and you need to answer them all. Do you believe in baseball having an eye for an eye mentality with hitting players, and should teams take the high road? Like, listen, Pete Alonso took the high road.
Look, the last thing you wanted, and that's why I said, despite the fact I love to see vengeance, especially when it's laid out on a Mets player, that was a mistake. That was not intentional by Charlie Morton, because the last thing you need is somebody hitting Acuna in arguably his greatest season in the big leagues.
Totally
and then
agree.
Breaking something.
Do you believe in that? You have the old school mentality, eye for an eye mentality?
Not as much. Not when my star player could potentially be ruined for the season.
Or should teams take the high road for a player? Also, Braves broadcast tonight. It's Smoltz, it's Chipper, it's Glavin. Is it going to be off the rails? Is it going to be TV gold? I think it has the potential to be really good.
Right.
You guys tell us, because it could be too much and overbearing. And then Messi mania. Messi guys playing in MLS. Does this make you more interested in going to games or watching? At home, right? It doesn't mean you have to physically go, are you going to watch because Messi is now in MLS? All right, 404-726-0929. You can let us know. That's tonight's last call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Caleb Johnson. Atlanta United had a late one last night on the road facing LAFC, who took it to the Five Stripes defense over and over again. Atlanta United managed just 4 shots in this match, while LA found 22 of their own. However, Brad Guzan managed to save 8 attempts, including a Carlos Vela penalty in the 73rd.
Vela standing inside the arc. Now he trots up to the ball, slowly strikes it. Save! Guzan has been unreal tonight!
Mike Conti on the call. Vela would get a second opportunity that was skied over the crossbar as Atlanta held on for their 4th consecutive draw in a 0-0 finish. The Braves go for a sweep over the Mets tonight after pulling off a 7-5 win yesterday for their 4th consecutive victory. Spencer Strider will face Justin Verlander for the 7-20 first pitch. Today, the Braves reinstated right-hander Michael Tonkin from the injured list. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Kia Studios on your home of Saturday's Atlanta United match versus DC United. Kickoff at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Last Call.
One last call for alcohol.
Your chance to chime in on the biggest stories of the day.
You believe baseball should have that eye-for-eye mentality with hitting players. Listen, we hit Alonso last night. He said, listen, it wasn't intentional. I loved the fact that he owned it. And then Charlie Morton was like, hey, sorry about that. He knows. Or should teams take the high road for the player? You can let us know. You know, Mike, I love the way this played out.
It's funny because sometimes we've seen, for instance, the Miami, you know, Marlins coming after Ronald Acuna. You know, and we talked about it last. We've had some recent series where you say, wow, you know, you got to watch out for your boy. Then you got to protect him. But then you get into this, you know, the situation where Alonso pops off, you hit him, and then if you get Acuna hit, potentially ruins what's been his greatest season as a Brave. Maybe one of his best seasons of all time. So I know it's a slippery slope because I grew up in that old world of like, yeah, man, you can't let your team get pushed around. You got to establish yourself out there.
What do you think tonight's broadcast is going to be? I think it's going to potentially be gold.
Oh, it's
Smoltz,
be
Chipper,
yeah.
Glavin.
It'll be great.
Oh.
Stories, I mean, again, I hope they're all tuned up. Hope they're serving some cold ones and having a good time.
I do, too. The story should be good tonight. That's going to be the broadcast, guys. They're getting all the guys together. And Brandon Gaudin is obviously a part of the broadcast, the play-by-play guy. But we like what we've heard from him. And
I mean, Brian Jordan's involvement in it, but it's still a fun, fun broadcast.
All right, that's question two. And then Messi. Does Messi coming to MLS make you more interested in either going to games or watching games at home? Now, Mike, you mentioned this. The Apple thing, there are some games that are free and available, and then there are other games you've got to have the subscription for.
Right.
So,
but this is a great chance for them to kind of use him for however many years he's going to play in MLS. Yes, to a degree, Barcelona with their kind of, let's be honest, looking down their nose comments at Messi. Well, good. Less commitments and easier. Yeah, it's MLS. It's not the Spanish league. It's not the English Premier League, but it's what he wants. And at this stage of his career, he's the greatest player on the planet. He's earned it.
Couple of things, guys. This hour is brought to you by Northside Hospital for a healthier future together. Look to Northside Hospital. Also, games again postponed, Mike, due to these wildfires.
Yeah, man. Belmont could be in trouble. By the way, nobody gives up about the horse racing this year because the Kentucky Derby was a drag, and then Preakness, you know, not having the horse that were the favorites and then not having the return. It's out. Nine horses are supposed to race, but if the weather conditions and the atmosphere is just funneling it right to the northeastern seaboard, I don't think we're going to have the Belmont Stakes this year.
Yeah, and I wouldn't go out there and watch it if that's the case either. Let's grab Swede on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Swede! Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Carl and Drummer Boy. Keep your chin up, by the way, Drummer Boy.
Yeah, wife's talking to me now, but she just went, it was just drums, exclamation points.
Oh.
Don't cut me off, buddy. Anyway, yes, in some cases, an eye for an eye, but there are some times when that doesn't count. And these guys know when a ball got away from them, and they know when it was intentional due to this, whatever the circumstances are. As far as tonight, TV gold, definitely, on the broadcast.
Yeah.
And as far as Lionel Messi, I'm just not a big soccer fan, so, you know, it won't really matter to me. I recognize his greatness, but, you know, that point isn't a big thing for me.
Good
Thanks,
stuff.
Guys. Love your show.
Thanks, Sweet. By the way, what did the World Cup do for him?
Well, the only thing missing off the resume was the World Cup championship
for
Argentina. Because Argentina is always a soap opera and there's always so much drama and they always have a game where they're not supposed to lose if they do. And so, yeah, it's amazing. By the way, great shot of him and Thiago Almada.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta United welcoming Messi to MLS. No, but he's done it all. And again, unlike Ronaldo, he's likable. I think Ronaldo comes off as kind of a bag.
Yeah. It is interesting. If you are not... I don't even want to say hardcore because the French fans know who he is, Mike.
Right.
When you have one name and you're recognizable
right.
around the world, people know.
Right.
But I do find it interesting, Swede saying, hey, I'm not that big of a soccer fan. But this is the kind of guy that might get somebody interested right. in it.
But then again, Swede saw Johnny Weissmuller win Olympic gold.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. 404-726-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line as we're taking a last call for you tonight. By the way, if we sweep these Mets, we will be 8.5 in front, and it's not even July.
Right. And we talked about Strider over under. John Chuckery is 8.5 strikeouts. I'm going to go with the over tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go. I'll bet you there'll be about 15 or 16 combined strikeouts between Verlander and Strider
right.
tonight.
Verlander's been a bit of a roller coaster this season
yeah.
with some injury issues.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He's been beat up a little bit and had the injuries to start the season.
You happy about Monty Harris getting back on track, man?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, he's been doing some good things, walking more, striking out less, stealing bases. So he's a plus defensive war outfielder as well. So still doing a lot of good things for this team. So.
No doubt about it. Full show for you tonight, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're back to 4 hours.
Anyway. Economy size Chuckery, everybody.
Yeah, the extra large size. Anyway.
What's going on tonight,
Jason
man?
Longshore will join us. So we'll talk about Atlanta United. Steve Wyche going to join us. We'll talk some
nice.
Falcons. Let me ask you, do you guys know who the first team in NFC history was to have two 1,000-yard rushers?
Mm.
So Zonka and Kick did it.
Right.
You know, Rocky Blyer.
Oh, yeah. Dolphins.
Yeah. So do you know who the first NFC team was?
I'm thinking out loud.
Think real locally.
So it was us.
Yeah, in 06 with Warwick Dunn and Mike Vick.
Both. Oh, that's right.
Quarterback running back. Led the league in rushing.
See, that's the trick part of that question,
right? Because
you don't think about the quarterback.
The quarterback still has back in it.
Yeah.
Could we repeat that this year?
Mm. I think so.
It's a good question.
I like it.
We'll talk about it later.
I like what you're putting down. We're picking it up, Johnny.
That's a good question. Stay right there. Full show for John Chuckery. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, I don't think he's insinuating Ritter is going to run 4,000. I think he's talking about Algier and Bijan Robinson potentially.
Right.
Two running backs. Guys, Desmond Ridder's not running 4,000 yards.
But if he does, that'd be cool too.
Hey, thanks to all of our guests today. All these guests are online at Odyssey.com. Tony Gwynn Jr. stopped by the show. You heard from Drake London as well. Also, Arthur Smith. We'll replay the final segment of the Arthur Smith interview for you tomorrow. And we got a lot of stuff planned tomorrow. Now, Mike, we're going to be out and about, and we're looking forward to this because we've been talking about it all week. Willie B's is where we'll be, guys, and we'll be telling you, you know, hey, come out, enjoy an ice cold drink. This is for the adults, guys. We are trying to get the adults to come out who support the kids, soccer in the streets. We're going to talk to Elijah Miranda, Soccer in the Streets guest tomorrow. Steve Kuhn will stop by. We'll talk to Gonzalo Pineda as well, and Grant McCauley, because hopefully we'll be talking about a sweep against the Mets.
So, again, guys, it is Silverbacks Park where the rugby team plays, where there's been so much events, a lot of youth soccer over there, but it's a Willie B's, so we'll be there with a full bar.
I like the sound of that.
Hey, man. Day-Day, great job, as always, behind the glass. Turtle, executive producing. Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man. Obviously, last year, it was pretty easy to crap on the Broncos because they just made it easy. Between the coach, who looked like he was outmanned the first game, to Russell Wilson, looked like the monster has stolen his abilities.
Mm.
Well, Garrett Bowles, who protects his blind side on the offensive line, he says, hey, man, anybody who's sleeping on Russell, you guess what? He's a great dude. He's the same guy every day. He works his butt off, and I'm for ready that stuff to go away. And when it goes, everyone's going to eat crow. He says Russell Wilson is coming back with a vengeance. Again, you got Sean Payton calling the shots, and if they're hot and bothered for Dalvin Cook and they pull that off, it's a lot of weapons for us.
The Big Ten in 2024 is going to introduce a football schedule model that will include 11 protected matchups across the conference. This is like the SEC saying, hey, Auburn and Georgia, they're going to continue to play despite who's coming into the conference because that's what we're built on. All I want as a fan is the best games. And if you're telling me that Michigan-Ohio State, which is one of the protected games right. and should be played every year, and it's something that college football has been built on, the SEC could do the same thing. This 8-game, 9-game thing has us all perplexed, whether it changes next year or not. This is what I do know. It looks like the Big Ten is doing this right.
Yep.
If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
I'm just so glad they protected Maryland and Rutgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.